This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Tuesday, June 21st, 2022. The Port Townsend City Council recently discussed a community engagement strategy to explore the Port Townsend Golf Course's future direction. The City Council gave direction to staff in late 2020 to enter into a three-year operational agreement for golf, to investigate alternative use concepts for feasibility, and to develop and refine these concepts with broad community involvement, including the possibility of extended golf use. This community engagement work will help determine the future use of the municipal land currently used as the Port Townsend Golf Course. The community engagement effort will explore all options and culminate in a recommendation for the City Council to consider, expected in spring of 2023. The effort will also include planning for the Mountain View campus across the street from the golf course to take advantage of any complementary ideas and/or uses. The link to the City Council meeting with the Community Engagement Framework can be found on the transcript of this newscast. Carrie Height, Director of Parks and Recreation Strategy for the City, will be taking the lead on seating a stakeholder committee. This committee will include members of the golf community, Mountain View campus tenants, as well as those who were involved in the previous Parks, Recreation, and Open Space Planning effort in 2018 through 2020. The community engagement will begin this summer, likely with a launch event. The city looks forward to broad participation from the community. Members of the public can visit the PT Farmers Market, where city staff and city council members will be available on the last Saturdays of each month through September. More information will be regularly posted on Engage PT, cityofpt.us/engage. The public may also join City Manager John Morrow on his regular radio show, Bureaucracy Now!, on KPTZ Radio each Thursday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. In COVID-19 news, this past Thursday, 69 new cases were reported, and that is the largest single-day increase in cases since the pandemic began. There was a large surge of cases related to the high school graduation a week and a half ago. The end-of-year celebration for 8th grade students at Blue Heron School was a virtual and drive-through event with the soundtrack provided by Chris Bricker on KPTZ due to a COVID outbreak at that school. Yesterday was the observation of Juneteenth, so there was no Board of County Commissioners meeting, but there was a meeting this morning. Dr. Berry said vaccines for children as young as 6 months old will be available next week in Jefferson County. In Jefferson County, the two-week case rate is 979 per 100,000. There are 177 cases in isolation. One person is currently hospitalized and is expected to recover and be discharged. Total cases, 4,567. 30 people have died in Jefferson County since the pandemic began. In Clallam County, the case rate is 657 per 100,000. There have been a total of 13,393 cases since the pandemic began. One person is currently hospitalized, and there have been a total of 115 deaths due to COVID in Clallam County since the pandemic began. The risk of COVID-19 transmission in public indoor spaces is high, very, very, very high. Wearing a well-fitting N95 mask or similar is still your best protection from infection, even if you are vaccinated. If you are a registered voter in Jefferson County, you might have already received a new voter registration card in the mail. This message was sent out from Jefferson County Auditor Roseanne Carroll, and it reads as follows. Jefferson County voters will receive new voter registration cards. New voter registration cards are being mailed out to all Jefferson County voters. New cards list new precinct assignments as a result of the decennial redistricting based on the 2020 census. Voter registration cards are not needed to vote and are for your informational purposes only. The cards show the current congressional, legislative, county commissioner, school district, and precinct assignments for each voter. Voters are asked to review their name and address for accuracy. If changes are needed, please contact Jefferson County Elections at 360-385-9119 or email elections@co.jefferson.wa.us. So no need to panic. There was a census, there were changes, and you still have the right to vote. If you do not receive a voter registration card in the next few weeks, check your voter registration status ahead of the August 2nd primary. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening. Happy solstice.